Hello, Miss Angelica. Today I will talk to you about a genetic disorder which name is color blindness. And as I develop, you will hear about the definition, symptoms, treatment, causes, and many other things that for me was very, very interesting. And I know that for you will be very interesting too. Although I hope you enjoy this podcast. So let's start. Colorblindness. Colorblindness is an ability to perceive colors in a normal fashion. There are different types of colorblindness. The most common forms of the condition are inherited in a sex-linked. This one is X-linked. These receive manner, meaning that females are carriers and males are affected. The most common form of colorblindness is red-green, and symptoms can vary widely among those affected. The second most common form of color blindness is blue-yellow. The true inability to perceive any color at all is a very rare form of color blindness. So, nearly all people who are colorblind can see colors but have difficulty distinguishing between certain colors. Not all people who are colorblind have trouble with the same colors, like I was talking to you about. Most cannot distinguish between red and greens. Some cannot separate blues from yellows. And a very small group have a condition called monochromatism, which only allows them to see black and white. Also, colorblindness of various kinds affect really 8% of men and less than 1% of women. So, like, you hear it about this, you will ask, what causes colorblindness? Colorblindness is a genetic condition caused by a difference in how one or more of the light-sensitive cells found in the retina of the eye respond to certain colors. These cells, that are called cones, sense wavelengths of light and enable the retina to distinguish between colors. This difference in sensitivity in one or more cones can make a person colorblind. So now, the symptoms of colorblindness. The symptoms of colorblindness are often observed by parents when children are young. In other cases, symptoms are so slight, they may not even be noticed. And the common symptoms of colorblindness include difficulty distinguishing between colors, inability to see shades or tones of the same color. And now, one question that I asked while I was reading all this information, and is if it is a treatment for colorblindness, right? So I will answer this question that I myself ask, and there is no cure for colorblindness. Contact lenses and glasses are available with filters to help color deficiencies, if it is needed, obviously. Fortunately, the vision of most colorblind people is normal in all other respects, and certain adaptation methods are all that is required. Although, other question that I saw is how is colorblindness inherited? And I will talk about this. So, colorblindness is a common hereditary condition, which means it is usually passed down from your parents, as I tell you. Red-green colorblindness is passed from mother to son on the birth chromosome. And this for me was like, wow, very, very interesting, because it was information that I even know. Okay, so let's continue. Which is known as the sex chromosome because it also determines sex. One question that I saw for me was like, wow, why they ask this, if like people see the persons with color blindness like different. And let's hear. The question was, can you drive if you are colorblind? That for me was, wow, the people are okay. But there is an answer for all. People who are colorblind see normally in other ways and can do normal things, such as drive. They just learn to respond to the way traffic signals light up, knowing that the red light is generally on top and green is on the bottom. So this is all for my podcast. Sorry. I hope you enjoy all this information that I gave to you, Miss Angelica. And it was a pleasure to me for saying this information, and really, really, I enjoy it. Goodbye.